Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
From the first album that Robbie Robertson officially did after his departure from the band. That is Somewhere Down the Crazy River. It was produced by Robertson and fellow Canuck Daniel Lanwa, who produced, you know, famously U2's Joshua Tree. Pretty cool tune. I've always enjoyed that song. It was released in 1987. Music from an incredibly talented singer-songwriter from Dartmouth, Adam Baldwin. He was at Massey Hall. I was there as well for Four Chords and the Truth, and he played this song, and it really resonated with me. I've really enjoyed his record. It's excellent. And he recently picked up an East Coast Music Award for Song of the Year for a track called Lighthouse in Lorraine. This is from Adam's album Concerts and Serenades. When he's not being an amazing singer-songwriter himself, he's supporting another fellow Dartmouth native, Matt Mays, and his band El Torpedo. Matt Mays, an incredible singer-songwriter as well. We also have music from Jay Wood. Jay Wood is from Manitoba, and this is a very cool psych-funk kind of thing. It's called Just Saying, featuring Amy Shion. Also, Robert Bradley's Black Water Surprise and Once Upon a Time. Now, this was an interesting project that I discovered back in 1996. I remember going to Sam the Record Man with my dad to find this record because I saw it on Much Music, an interview with this group. It's a blind guy who was like a busker who teamed up with three rock musicians from Detroit to put this record together. So I hope you enjoy it. Here is Once Upon a Time on the Jukebox. It's by Robert Bradley's Blackwater Surprise.
Once upon a time, when I was in high school, out of love with the lady, and you treated me so cool. I was driving Chevy 72, have a on the floor, girl, 120, and we'll do. I remember Marvin Gaye saying, yeah, let's get it on. There was a war, baby, somewhere across the sea.
put some houses by the rivers where anyone can go.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's jukebox rolls on.
They call me Danny Fingers, and how I got that name is the source of some contention. So let me set it all straight. I set out for vindication for my brother's lost soul after a dark and dirty betrayal on the Causeway Road. I started fishing with my daddy back in 73. We made enough from the quota, we could start a little fleet. Heard Ronnie got an old Cape Island that'll sell for steel. 30 foot with a Detroit diesel and a hell of a keel. So we bought a boat for my brother and his own tag too. Built the traps with my daddy like my daddy used to do. And goddamn, on the first day of fishing,
not a mile from his home. My brother took an ungodly load of water. Every seam on the hull let go. It was a dark and dirty betrayal on the Causeway Road. A dark and dirty betrayal on the Causeway Road. Well, my mama's still crying. My daddy took to the drink. Me, I just got angry with all the time to think. Ronnie's gonna have to meet his own maker. I'm gonna go it alone. How's my brother supposed to get himself to heaven when we never did find his bones? I got some old booze bottles loaded with kerosene. Stuffed rags down the necks of them and grabbed some TNT. Then I drank up the courage, grabbed my Navy cut smokes to avenge the dirty betrayal on the Causeway Road. That dark and dirty betrayal on the Causeway Road. Untied my boat from her mooring, lit up a cigarette. Came on the gas a little heavy, and I slipped on the deck. Well, as God is my witness, I never will forget that smell. My cigarette caught a bottle, brought all the fury of hell. Floated through Three Fathom Harbor, round the reserve and the wedge. The tide spit me out in the morning, on the other side of Rudy's head. How long I was out for, buddy, it's hard to know. I'll tell you one thing for certain, I blew off my fingers and my toes. It was a dark and dirty betrayal on the Causeway Road. A dark and dirty betrayal on the Causeway Road. Goddamn. Seaside sands, I had to give up fishing on account of my hands. Well, if you're looking for a lesson when it comes to revenge, you better leave it to the ocean. She's gonna win in the end. With a dark and dirty betrayal on the Causeway Road. A dark and dirty betrayal on the Causeway Road. Beware of the dark and dirty betrayal on the Causeway Road. Just another dark and dirty betrayal on the Causeway Road.
Big love to our sponsors, Paul Hahn and Company, Toronto's piano store. They do everything piano related: sales, tuning, repair, refinishing, restoration, and everything in between.